Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, Darian Wrencher, of course, running back for our Clemson football team with me on the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Paul Journey. We'll talk a little bit about his experience in Paul Journey, his experience getting here to Clemson, because it's a great backstory, obviously coming from T.L. Hanna High School in Anderson, South Carolina, so just right down the road. Sure. But this is a week that we've been featuring Paul Journey. People are going to see it at the game this weekend against Florida State, an opportunity for them to get to learn a little bit more. But the way that I explain Paul Journey, Darian, you can tell me if I'm wrong. We always talk about Clemson football culture.
Right.
Well, Paul Journey isn't just culture. It's DNA of what Clemson football is.
For sure. Yeah, I would say that is a great just way to say it. But then also just it is for us to maximize this time. I think oftentimes you need some guidance on how to maximize your time as a football player here. And at the same time, it's been living proof since it's been implemented into our program, but just it allows us to not skip a beat once we leave Clemson football, wherever that is. If that's in the NFL, can get that out, or just in the like job force, job career, just giving guys opportunities. So it's been awesome. In my experience, it's allowed me to go further faster and whatever I'm passionate about, whatever I want to do. It's helped me get internships, just get exposure, meet people that do things that I'm passionate about, who maybe a couple steps further ahead in life. And so it's just been, I think the thing is too, it's tailored to each person. It's not just like a blanket thing for all 120. It's your Paul Journey experience to be what you want it to be. So if you want to get into fashion, you can get into fashion. If you want to get into sports like analytics or sports broadcast, and you can get into that, or you want to see like what a company's like or what it looks like to work this type of job, it's like whatever you want it to be, it's been that for you. So, but it's helped a lot of guys go further faster than they would have if they were doing it alone.
You know, when Jeff Davis started all of this back, I guess, you know, the year after that Coach Sweeney kind of brought him on, when Coach Sweeney took over through the 08 season. He started this in 09. By the way, you mentioned passion. PAW is an acronym for passionate about winning. Everybody should certainly hopefully know that by now. But when Jeff Davis started it, I mean, it's amazing for me, because I've been around a little bit, obviously longer than you have, to see where this program has come, but particularly once you all moved into the new building here, it has skyrocketed from that standpoint. And it seems like that, I mean, you're an ambassador for the program, but it seems like every young man that is on this football team wants to be able to take advantage of the opportunity given to them.
Exactly. I think just kind of one of Coach Sweeney's, like, just ideologies, but just you have a good foundation, and then from there, like, I think the sky's the limit. And so I think that's what it's been for Paul Journey, because it was kind of Jeff's thing, and then Jeff he brought people on staff, and we moved into a new building. Coach Sweeney made it a point, if you come to our facility, it's the first thing you see when you walk in the building. Paul Journey's right there to the right. And so just on that was my first year. Like, I think I came at the perfect time, 2 for 3 in national championships, but also that was the really big inaugural year for Paul Journey to be branded, because it used to just be Jeff Davis helping all these guys out, which was awesome, and he has such a great calling for it. But now it's become a thing. He's branded as the Paul Journey program. I think part of our culture is not just, like, obviously we want to win, but we want to be, like, set up for life. And so if a guy wants to be set up for life, there's no better tool for him to use than just the tools of Paul Journey, whether it is, like, the job force, but also just, like I said, just, like, wisdom. I think Jeff offers a lot of wisdom to a lot of us young guys who don't know what we don't know. And Jeff's been there, done that, and then he's brought on Rashard Hall, and then Savannah has been great, and also allows us to get community service, because they figure out how to work around our schedules, because sometimes we're tired, and we don't have a lot of time, and so they give us opportunities to where we can go and plug in and serve our communities.
Well, you take a look at, you mentioned Savannah Bailey, obviously Rashard Hall that is on board. Travis Blanks is now involved in the program. So you've got Jeff Davis, you've got Rashard, you got Travis. Don't mean to leave out Savannah, but you got three guys that were all football players here at Clemson who are now back. Does that resonate with the current football guys?
No, for sure. When you really dissect what Clemson football is, it really is a family. I think from the top down, I think Coach Sweeney, like just like anybody, I feel like he's done a good job when people are willing and deserving, and they've lived in a way that is honorable. He's trying to give people opportunities, and that's encouraging for guys coming up, whether we want to get into coaching or get more into just player development stuff, or even just he's helped a lot of people that people will never know get in other programs or get in other jobs. So it is encouraging, because I think Coach Sweeney, he wants to help. And so, but it's not like a handout. It's more so like guys who contribute to the team, who are stand up guys, who have great character, and like, I mean, it's not really about stats, but these are guys who played. And so it's been cool to see Coach Sweeney really help out and give back to those guys and get them opportunities to do their passion. Because I mean, Jeff is the man, but then Rashard, he's passionate about helping us out. And then Travis, the same thing, he wanted to be around the game, but also have his hands on a little bit, some other things. And Coach Sweeney's made room for him, which is awesome.
All right, so you show up here your freshman year. Give me thoughts. I mean, just give me, what's the, you hear about this thing called Paul Journey, and like you said, it's kind of at the launch point here for that here in the building. I mean, what are you thinking? Or did it take maybe some of the upperclassmen to know, hey, Darren, you need to be involved in this?
I'm kind of like, I've always been kind of an initiator, so I was ready to go when I first got here, because I think some of the things that have been instilled in me, whether through my parents or just mentors and coaches, just to add value, make the most of the opportunity. So even before, like, scholarship, even get, before playing time, I knew I wanted to maximize this time, and I knew I wanted to set myself up for the next season of my life. So I heard about it, and I was on board. And then I think for the team aspect, like, I didn't have as much equity as I do now on the team when I first got here. I was just kind of this young, energetic guy who would work hard and do anything you tell him to do. But it was cool to see guys like Clee, Christian at the time, Kendall Joseph, see all those guys really be for it too, because I think it added some morale to it, because it also became a thing where like these guys were the examples of what our program was about. If you want to be a good man, and if you want to, it helps you be a better football player because it teaches you how to navigate the season of life. So I think it was just good for the team to see representation. It wasn't just this one group of guys. It was like collectively, it was different guys, different passions, but all guys who want to better themselves as men.
All right. Professional experience-wise, I know you've done a couple of things already inside Paul Journey, which have really benefited with you. Let's start with your first one. You go to California, and you went out to Adobe. You were out there for 2 weeks,
yes,
and it ends up that you were out there actually a year ahead of before we were there for the national championship, so it all kind of tied in. So let's talk about that first, those 2 weeks, because I've already heard you talk about it, but give folks and just a kind of a sense of what those 2 weeks meant to you first as a person, professionally, and then also as a teammate.
Exactly. I think it was just, we don't get as many, I guess, we don't have as much margin to get opportunities like that. So I think it was just big because we have like a little window in the summer, a two week window where you can spend your time either going home. I'm a local guy, so I was like, let's take a trip. but some guys sacrifice that time because they see the value in getting an opportunity like that. So it was really cool. We had a whole job interview process. So I remember that year, that was the only internship available. So now it's grown to like, they would get like 15 internships, which is incredible. And you've seen the growth over 3 years. But then that first one, it was like 30 guys interviewing for like 7 spots. And it was awesome to see the, like, man, that was my retro year. I didn't play. I was just this guy just trying to figure it out. And it was encouraging for me to be one of the guys selected to go on that trip. And so we get out there, and they bought us plane tickets. And I don't think none of us in the group had actually been to California before up until that point. And so I think we're all from the Southeast. We're a bunch of Southern boys out, heading out to California. And so we get out there, and it was pretty much a high-level version of everything that Adobe is a part of. So Adobe is actually very implemented in Clemson. Like, all of us have Adobe products, like Adobe Spark, implemented into, like, our – when we first get here as students. And so it kind of correlated with what we're doing here. And we get there, and just – we saw all the digital side of just, like, what goes on, like, a lot of commercials. People would never know just like the back workings of what makes something come to media, come to TV, or come to a commercial. Adobe plays a big part in like the digital part of it. And so it was just kind of fascinating. It was kind of, you kind of see the skeletons of something that you've seen your whole life, like with a Super Bowl commercial. You're like, man, y'all made that? And so it was just awesome because it kind of blew us away because you don't know as a consumer what takes place behind the scenes. And so we actually were in Santa Clara, and then, I feel like I became a native in a week. We got like our train passes, and so we would commute every other day from Santa Clara to San Francisco, which is about a 40-minute train ride, straight shot. And so we would do that, and so we were kind of in the city, then kind of on the outskirts, and we were in the Silicon Valley, which is like to us we didn't really grasp it. I mean, that's like the technological just part of like our country where a lot of things go down. And so it was just cool just to, you hear about all these startup companies, and we started learning the lingo, technology, where we had all these acronyms, and it just allowed us to see, like, man, like, the biggest thing is, like, everything we're learning here transferred, whether it was hard work, being detail-oriented, being time management. It really all was able to transfer in that 2 week like little period for us to simulate what a job could be like for them. And then since then, it's been awesome to see that partnership continue on. Like guys, so we didn't screw it up essentially, because they've allowed guys to come back each and every year. And so some guys are getting opportunities to interview for jobs, and it really is a great company. They had a great culture, and they allow us to be the first crew to really set it off for what it's now become.
I guess one of the things that you also I heard you talk about, one of the neat things to me was, hey, here's a group of whatever it was, 12, 15 of you that went out there.
Right.
None of you really knew each other all that well, but the way that you exactly. bonded inside 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I think it was somewhere around that number. Yes, right. Like, I think you, it's kind of like a little summer trip or any camp. If you've ever been to a camp as a kid or as an adult, like went on a group trip, I think you really get to see people because you're with them the whole entire time. Like, and we don't know anybody out there. So we're sticking together closer than ever. Like here, we go home. I see the facility, but now it's like, we're out in California, man. I don't know nobody. You don't know anybody. Let's just go figure this thing out together. And so it was cool to see a lot of those relationships flourish. I feel like every internship I've been on, the person, the people I went with, this is a cool opportunity for you to grow inside of the culture we already have here, just to grow more as family. Cause you really got to look after each other. Some guys are a little crazier than others. You might have to wake them up or make sure they got the ID before we travel on. But it really is a cool time just to see people's personalities come to life.
All right. Most recently, you're off to New York City.
Yes, sir.
And you go up there for another internship. I want to say, I know that the several guys were doing different. Were you part of the NFL? Okay, so you're part of that NFL. So all of a sudden now you're walking into the league offices. How big was that?
It was huge. Same type thing. That was one of the we had a lot of good opportunities, but that was one of the ones that everybody kind of circled. So a lot of guys interviewed for, and then it came down to three of us. Amari, it was actually right when Amari tore his ACL, so he couldn't make the trip. And I'm kind of glad I didn't because his rehab process is going very, very well. Glad I have my boy back. So me and Kayvon Wallace end up going up there together. And same thing, we took a New York business week up there in spring break. But that was my first time really going to New York since I was eighth grade. So it was just cool to get an opportunity to go travel, see the world. And so we're up there, and, man, like, we're not like little kids anymore, but we were up there with freedom. It's like they got us a plane ticket, put us in a hotel, and so we got there on a Saturday. And so Saturday, Sunday, me and Kayvon we had a couple of teammates. With Jordan was still with the Jets, and then Wayne was with the Giants, and Dex was up there. So we hit everybody up, like, where should we go? So they gave us a couple of spots, like shopping spots, and we were up there just exploring the city. And we had a train pass, so we were just going everywhere on the metro. And so it was just an awesome experience for us to just get to see New York. And then the first day on the job, it's kind of like you see, like, in any movie, like, where somebody's, like, working in Wall Street or working in a big corporation, but you're not getting in. You can't just walk in somewhere. Like, you got to have a badge, and if you do, you're getting like, arrested or something. So it's cool for us, man. We walk into this big building, a couple of different companies inside this one building, but we got our badges. We go to the front desk. They scan us in, and it just looked cool. Like, send them up to, whatever, C-12. And so it was awesome. So we walk in the league office, and just like anything, you don't know what you don't know. And so it's so much that goes in to what I know now about Clemson football, but also like the NFL. Like, as a consumer, you just see the guys on TV, they play the games on Mondays and Sundays, but there's so much that goes into making NFL what it is. And so we got to see all the ins and outs of, like, from officiating to operations to like the legality parts of it, when guys get fined, when guys, like, even just the youth development part with it, what they're trying to do in the youth. So it was just cool to see it all. And we got to meet Roger Goodell, which is, I mean, some of us will meet him in the future again in a different setting. Then Troy Vincent. And he's a football legend. So getting to hear some knowledge and just to see, like again, everything we've learned up to this point transferred over. It's just like, being people person, people oriented, being passionate about what you do, and just seeing like a couple of different nuances of what they do. Like, man, like, this might be something we want to get into. Like, I had a player engagement similar to Paul Journey. What they do in the league is, like, they try to give guys opportunities they may not have gotten before they went to college. So, like, a lot of guys, it was cool. Like, we saw all the cut-ups, like Marcus Mariota doing, like, interview process. And they got a couple of different, like, they call them, like, boot camps. They got a couple of different seminars where, like, well, you can get a business degree in the span of, like, one session in, like, Michigan. There were guys who, just like when the whole Colin Kaepernick thing went down, there were guys who wanted to be, just figure out how to do like more peaceful protests. So they had a seminar for that. They had a seminar for how to get on broadcast, and had a seminar how to start your own business. So all these different things that you, we were able to see, like the NFL, like it's kind of similar to Paul Jordan, what they're trying to do for the players. I probably say the coolest part was me and Roger Goodell and him, him letting us come into the office. So we, it was kind of cool. It was probably our third or fourth day there. They were just like, hey, I think Roger wants to meet with you guys. So me and Kayvon went to the bathroom, checked our teeth, make sure everything was good, no boogers in the nose, nothing in the teeth. And we got called up. So we were on a floor below him working with some other people. And so we got called up to his office. So we thought it was going to be like a little meet and greet. Like, hey, I'm Darian Rencher. I'm Kayvon Wallace. Like, nice to meet you. Glad you guys are here. And I mean, that would have been more enough for me. And so we shake his hand, and then he turns around and walks into his office, like almost like, hey, like you guys should follow me. So me and Kayvon look at each other, we go into the office. And so then we kind of, maybe he's like, hey, this is my office, and maybe you guys, nice to meet you guys. So we're still kind of just like playing it by ear. And so then he sits down on the couch, like you guys should sit down too. So me and Kayvon sit down on the couch. And so then we start talking, and like 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by. Me and Kayvon just like, we're talking to Roger Goodell, like in the league office. He got like a corner suite, and so it was awesome. And the first thing we talked about was Christian Wilkins. He was like, "Man, is that guy always like that?" I was like, "Yes, without a doubt." He was like, "He told me before he went on, he came out to get drafted. He was like, Roger, we're going to do that thing, but he never told me what that thing was. So then he comes out, he's like, Roger, let's do that thing. So he jumps up, so I jump up, and he's like, and now it's went viral. And he was like, I'm a Clemson fan. He's like, y'all got me hooked. I like what y'all got going on. I'm glad you guys are here. And so we just kind of talked, and we got to ask him some questions, and he was very down to earth and just very receptive of like us being there. So that was top of the line, top memory, getting to meet Roger Goodell.
Little backstory, for people that don't know the backstory on you, right. Obviously from T.L. Hanna, so a local product here. You had opportunities, though. If you wanted to go other places, you could go other places. But right. You decided you wanted to come here. But even in high school now, a coach always talks about fighting adversity. Adversity is going to come at each and one of us every single day. It's what you do with that.
For sure.
Right? So you've torn not one, but two ACLs, exactly. Both knees.
Yeah.
All right. One of them, your playing career was almost absolutely in jeopardy.
Right.
How did that kind of set you up for your time here at Clemson?
I think I wouldn't choose any of that looking forward in life, but I wouldn't change a thing about it just because, I mean, nobody wishes pain on themselves, but a lot of times pain allows you to see your purpose and allows you, it like refines you to be who you're supposed to be. And maybe you don't know how to get there, but kind of sometimes pain pushes you there. And so for me, it was during that time, I was getting recruited. I knew Clemson was going to take some other guys, but I always wanted to play here. I was like, man, if I could ever get in there, that would be awesome, because my dad went here in the 80s, ran track, my mom was in nursing school, so I've always been a Clemson fan. Like, I've been here before the West End Zone. If you're a real Clemson fan, you know this. Before there was a West End Zone, they used to be like a hill. You take cardboard boxes, and you would slide down, and you would not watch the game sometimes, if you were a little kid. That was my earliest memories of like doing, like coming to Clemson games. So I've been a Clemson fan for forever. And so for me, growing up, it was like, I probably don't get in there. So I wanted to go some other places to recruit me, different conferences. And so I thought it was going to work out. Like, I wanted to get away from home. I was like, man, I just want to get away. But then I tore my left ACL sophomore year, and then after my sophomore season, and then I rehabbed for 8 months. Like, oh, man, minor setback, major comeback. I was kind of devastated, but I was like, you know what? It's not that bad. Like, I rehab went fine. It was during the summer, so it was meant to be. The week before my junior season, I break out for a run, cut on the safety about to score, and tear everything in my right knee, tore every ligament. I got cadavers in my leg. So it really is a miracle from God that, like, I'm able to be here. Because even Coach Venn was recruiting me early on, so we stayed in touch. And Ben Bulwer was a big advocate for me coming here. And so just to see him continue to fight for me. Because I played my senior season, but the doctors kind of told me I had like a – it's supposed to be a 16-month recovery, but my season started with 11 months. And I kind of told my dad, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to play college football again. So let's just ride it out. So if I get hurt again, I get hurt. But if it works out, we'll see. And so I had really no promises from Coach Sweeney or Coach Venables, but it was kind of like, man, just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see if we can make something work. And so kind of didn't hear from the entire season, played my senior season, like, just out of joy of the game. Like, I loved the game. I was with my high school friends. We ended up not, like, sucking anymore. We were doing really bad at Hannah for a little period. And so we kind of turned the program around, and it's kind of taken off since then, since my senior year. And so I played, and then I accumulated a couple offers from like smaller schools, good schools. I got friends with those schools. Had a couple of other opportunities, like possibly to walk on to bigger schools. But in my head, like my heart, I just like it was either Clemson or it's just like we'll figure this life thing out. And I felt that was just like the dream God gave me, even though like kind of like he was taken away from me. I really, looking back now, like going to my fourth season here. Like he was redeeming it. He has redeemed it for what I wanted to be. And I didn't know how to get here. I didn't know how to get here. I feel like the pain allowed me to get here because there was no other pathway for me. And so looking back, I actually graduated high school before I got an opportunity to come play. So I got into school. I remember the only thing Coach Swain told me was like, hey, get into school. Coach Swain was like, hey, you get into school, we'll help you out. So like I got into school, did good enough on the SAT, got into school as a regular student, and just had my fingers crossed. I was like, if it's meant to be, it'll work out, and we'll see. And so the week after I graduated, I became like a big CrossFit guy because I didn't want to work out to high school because I thought that was kind of lame. So I ended up going to CrossFit Anderson and working out. That was like my thing for like from January until I graduated high school. So I was working out at CrossFit. Never forget it. It was a Saturday morning workout, working out at CrossFit. And I see Coach Venmo's flash on my phone. So I stopped the whole workout. I'm like, I got to take this call. And so Coach V, he's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good, Coach. Like, what's up? He was like, we got a spot for you. He's like, you still good? I was like, more than ready. So I got an opportunity to get a preferred walk-on spot. And then from there, it was just like, I knew it was going to be what I made it. And I feel like since I've been here, Coach Sweeney's honored my time, my hard work. It took a lot more work, a lot more time than I thought it was going to take. Because, like, I mean, it's kind of sometimes the glamorous part is what gets you going. And a lot of people, you need to get going. And I knew, like, I want to run down the hill one day. I want to score touchdowns. I want to play for Coach Sweeney and be a part of national championships. And all that's come. But there was a lot of the process that was just, like, it was kind of very gloomy. Like, you don't – I mean, I was on a scout team, which just ended up being awesome with Coach Venables for – but then there's a lot of, like, power hour. It's great after the fact, but during some of those days are just hard. Like, you just – you're here, and you're like, man, this – some of this thing is like, it's not all pretty. And I feel like a part of the dream, a part of the process, people, you learn that if anybody's been successful, there's a lot of parts that, like, that aren't pretty. But then they allow you to do the things that you want to do. And so my journey here has just been just sticking with it. That's the thing, Coach Wayne. When I remember our first time, he takes all the freshmen out. Some of you guys have seen the vlog. When you first get, before the season starts, he takes the seniors out, takes the freshmen out. I remember being in his house. I don't think I've ever actually disclosed the story. It's kind of funny. It's getting my memory. But remember being in his house, it was after we finished camp, and they knew I was a good kid. And they was like, but then I made a couple of plays, and I remember the coach was like, man, this wrench kid can play. So I came in with Feaster, they knew Feaster was going to be a good player. And so it was like, man, this rich kid play. And I remember asking him, I was like, hey, coach, how can I make it here? He was like, man, like, you just got to earn your teammates' respect. And I feel like that was one thing I took to heart. He's like, earn the guys' respect in the locker room. He was like, then from there, like, the coaches will start respecting you. And then any opportunity you get, make the most of it. And he was like, stay who you are. You're a good kid. He's like, stay who you are. Don't change. And he's like, just stick with it. He's like, good things happen to those who stick with it. And I remember that was when I was 18, happy to be here more than ever. I didn't know anything was going any except any of the other, like, obstacles were going to happen since I've been there. But I think that's been a marker of my journey, just stuck with it, persevered. And it really has, like, it's been cool to win national championships. It's been cool to get put on scholarship for the second year in a row. But really, I feel like I've become somebody. I feel like the journey, like, that really is the prize. Like, I look back over everything that's transpired. The journey is the gift. It's like, man, I become somebody. God has allowed me to become somebody. He's put this is a blessing to be here. Like, not every program is like Clemson. And I got to know that because I visit other programs. And not to say other programs are bad, but, like, what's happened in Clemson is just special. It's not that, like, it's just different. It's not that other programs are bad, but, like, what's happening here is just special because we do get the win, which is awesome. But, like, I feel like down the road, even while we're here, like, we're getting more than just football.
All right. A couple of sayings that Coach uses all the time, and I know they're a little bit corny. One is bloom where you're planted.
Exactly.
He always is talking about equipping his players with the tools for life. For sure. You are definitely into all of that. But how do you, just to kind of wrap this up, how do you think that Paul Journey helps sell all of that? Is it a selling point when you're with a recruit that is here on campus? Is it something that you make sure, hey, this guy knows about this because all the tools are here? Football isn't going to last forever. Right. You got to make sure that you're prepared for life after football.
Yeah, I think if a guy has, like, a legitimate chance to come here or he wants to walk on, has opportunity, I think that's, like, the that is part of the part that makes it special here, because you can go anywhere and play football. And you can, I mean, there's a lot of programs that win games, but I think that's like the thing that, differentiates Clemson is just like the, like you're going to get more than a football experience. Like it's become part of our DNA of just the Paul journey and all the Clemson culture, like encapsulates. It really is about like, how can we make you the best man? If we make you a better man, you'll become a better football player. And that's been the pitch. It's like, because when you hear Coach, when he sells at Clemson, it's about education. Like, he's graduated the majority of his players, if not almost all of them. It's about getting your education, give you tools for life to leave here and be successful. I think you got to look at, like obviously, if you're fortunate to go to league, you can go to league anywhere. But I think more than likely, a lot of guys don't get that opportunity. And you got to look at people's track record. And I feel like Coach Sweeney's done a good job of, like, allowing, building up young men. And then we've, like, the guys that have come out of this program are, like, the true, like, that's a true mark of, like, Coach Sweeney's, like, work. Obviously, national championships is cool. Everybody has a lot of fun. I've been a part of two, and it's been amazing. But when you look at, like, what Coach Sweeney's done, when you see the men he's, like, produced, and a lot, like, I mean, I'm going to dedicate a lot of my, like, maturity and growth as a man from my time here, from what he's put around me. This is the resources. If not from him, it's been because he's created an environment that is, that allows you to grow and to get nurtured and to be vulnerable and be okay with, like, asking for help for anything. And so I think the Paul journey is the pillar of that, because it's like it's making you a better man. It's allowing you to dream. Cause like a lot of us dream about ball, but we don't dream like what, maybe we're passionate about other stuff. Like a lot of guys are like, football's going to end one day. And even while it's still going, you can get into a lot of different stuff. And so it allows you to dream, allows you to be refined. A lot of us come in, like I said, I keep saying it, but you just don't know what you don't know. And sometimes, like, the way you've grown up, you might need a little fine tuning, or just like to see some things bigger or kind of tune it down. I think Paul Drain's been that for a lot of guys, where it's just like, allows you to leave the most polished you can. And then I would just say, like, it allows all of us to just maximize this time. And I think Clemson encapsulates that. Like, we win championships, which is, like, proven. We have fun. And I think it's been cool to see a lot of guys use that platform very differently over the years since Coach Sweeney's become – he took over the program. I feel like guys really are maximizing their time.
Well, you're a prime example of you know – but I mean, fun's in the winning. We all know that. Fun's in the winning. But I can tell you, for those of us that are a little bit older, they get a chance to watch you all. The fun is in watching you all grow. I mean, it's incredible the way that you watch a young man grow in this program. Hey, all the best. You know what? The best is still yet to come. That's another Coach Sweeneyism. So hopefully we're making another run, see if we can't win another national championship and build this thing even further. But all the best to you. I can tell that I can see it in your eyes. You already have a sense of what you want to do. Right. And I think that a lot of this experience you've gotten through Paul Journey has given you that sense.
No doubt. To reiterate that, I agree. I think one of the Coach Sweeney sayings, if you don't know, he has a lot of sayings, like a lot of sayings, which is great. He's a visionary. He encourages all of us to dream, and I feel like he's never lost that, like, childlike dreaming ability. But one of the things he says is, what was the exact quote? It just kind of left me. Here it is. It is something it was actually the year before we won the first national championship. It was kind of a little bit influenced by John Gordon, who's a big contributor to our program as far as, like, culture. But it was like, don't let your dreams regret in your memories. And so it's just like, man, I think it was for individually, but also just like the front eyes for our program. But just like, we won a national championship, and he said it ever since, but just like, memories are great. Like, obviously let's live great so we can make some great memories, but don't ever mistake it. Like, let your dreams, like, let what you see, let what you're envisioning, let what you're working for always be greater than what's past. And I feel like that's what I'm holding on to for myself, because I've had some great memories here and great times, but I think my dreams are bigger in due time.
I like it. I like all of that. All right. Darian Rencher has been our guest here on the Clemson Athletic Podcast. And I appreciate, again, your time. All the best this weekend against Florida State. Let's go out there and win a football game and take care of this thing one step at a time. If you need any information about Paul Journey, if you need any information about Clemson Athletics, it's right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com, the official website of Clemson Athletics. For Darian Rencher, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.